Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Focus on Albany. My guest is Randy Kanifka, and Randy is going to talk about the outcome of the primary race for mayor in Cohoes. So, Randy, I was a little bit surprised. How do you feel about it?
Well, I feel, it's hard to put what I feel into words. This has been a very long 3.5 years for me, for everybody, for the mayor, for everybody in the city. I think we're closing the door on that and look toward opening a new door. I mean, look, here's the thing. If you look at the vote totals, I think Sean came in at around 869 votes. Now, this is we're not counting in the absentees. We're just going by the machine vote totals. But we have, I think he had about 869 votes. And what I'll call the anti-Moore's vote was, you know, almost 1,900 votes, you know, divided by three people, right? So that, so in the first part of this, you have what I would call, and I think what any political analyst or political scientist would call, would be, you know, an overwhelming vote against the incumbent mayor, right? I mean, I don't know how else to really slice that apple. This was a very strong, solid, you know, vote against the incumbent mayor, Mayor Morris. Now, and as we knew, divided by three. Right. So it makes it a little tricky, makes it a little tough for any one of the three. But at the end of the day, you know, Bill Keeler was able to, you know, to do it. And you know, with relatively low turnout, you know, and, you know, we talked about that last week. You know, we talked about the unknown unknown. You know, what was, you know, we didn't know what turnout was going to be. Well, now we knew it wasn't very good. You know, next year, you know, the primary, you'll be able to vote starting at 6 a.m. You'll have early voting. So, you know, one would think that would, you know, encourage turnout, you know, but we'll have to see going forward.
I really thought that there would be a large turnout. In your estimation, what percentage of registered voters did come out and vote?
Well, I don't have the numbers in front of me. It looked looked below 45% at this stage. It was certainly below 2015, the 2015 primary numbers. So if we're judging it based on the 2015 mayoral primary, it certainly turnout is down. It looks like with the absentees, you're looking at about 2,500 voters. I think in 2015 you had almost 3,000. You know, so you know, look at Cynthia. You know, a lot of people have said, well, you know, with all that was going on, and then the newspapers and all the stuff that people would be coming out in droves. See, I actually think that turns a lot of people off. You know, to be honest with you, I think, you know, when people constantly read, you know, politicians getting themselves into a mess. You know, they see the bickering on Facebook. They see all the yelling and the screaming and the fighting. I actually think it turns people off as opposed to, you know, ginning them up to go and vote. And I think that's may have partly what you had here. Now, again, you know, first June primary, summertime, you know, did that play a part? You know, maybe. My guess is that it did. But I, you know, because I think countywide the turnout was a little down. But, you know, again, I for our city, I think people were just kind of like, you know what, I don't want any part of this nonsense. They're all, you know, no good. I don't want any part of it. And I think that played into turnout.
So, you know, we've been discussing a few times on Focus on Albany, and there was, you know, the newspaper articles and all kinds of stuff. And do you think there was other factors involved than the allegations against the mayor that caused him not to win the primary? Or do you think the allegations
I think there were a lot of factors involved, right? I think you have, you know, again, we've talked about this. Sean, you know, is who he is, you know, love him or don't love him. And a lot of people don't love him. And a lot of people do love him, but a lot of people don't. So, you know, you have that factor. You have the factor of, you know, an anti-incumbent vote. I think fueled primarily by the troubles that the mayor has found himself into over the last 2 years, whether that would be, you know, allegations of, you know, abuse, allegations of, you know, throwing a kid off a porch, allegations of, you know, stealing campaign, you know, money. I mean, you got a list. I think it would be foolish to say that a lot of this was not fueled primarily by the quote unquote, you know, well, allegations / federal indictment.
Now, before Sean became mayor, he was in the county legislature. How many terms did he serve in the county ledge?
Well, let's see. It was elected in 2004. I think it was about 3 terms.
Okay, 3 terms. So in those three
could have been four.
Terms,
could have been four. Maybe three or maybe okay. Four, actually. Maybe four.
Okay, 3 or 4. And in all the years that he was in the county legislature, was there ever talk, even among the political class, out loud, was there ever any talk of the allegations that came to the surface when he became mayor?
Cynthia, no. To answer your question, no. I think, you know, Sean's, you know, I don't know what to say, criminal past, the past, I don't know what you want to call it. He certainly has gotten himself into some problems over the years. You know, that, I think those things had been discussed for many years. There were rumors and there were always these discussions about things Sean had done, you know, over the years. But nothing to the degree of a domestic abuse that I never heard anything along those lines of him, you know, being, you know, involved in domestic abuse or any other type of criminality. But there were always those stories that you would hear. You know, I heard the story of Sean allegedly pulling the girl out by the hair. I heard that story. A lot of people, you know, a lot of people heard that that story, Cynthia. And then it became public, right? And then it became, you know, headlines. So those stories were, you know, they were kind of, you know, yarns that were spun in cahoes for years and years, and then they just kind of took on a life of their own.
Okay, so I know Sean's going to be going on trial. So when he does, and if by some reason he's convicted, that, and, you know, he might face jail time or whatever. So do you think that the people in the city of Cahoes yesterday saved themselves of the drama of having a mayor who was a felon?
Cynthia, I think you hit it on the head. I think at the end of the day, the majority of the Democratic voters, I think you said it perfectly. I think they were sick of the drama. And, you know, look, I'm not saying Sean's guilty of anything, and certainly he has not been charged with anything related to domestic violence, and certainly he has a right to defend himself in the charge in the federal indictment. But and I said this to Sean, I think the way these things were handled, I don't think were handled very well by the mayor from day one. And I've said this to him. I think that, and look at hindsight is what it is. I think it was Paul Vandenberg that said it. He said there just always seems to be drama with this mayor, and you know, and for right or for wrong, I think there's some truth to that. I think that, and I think the people, the majority of the Democratic voters said, you know what, you know, no more. I can't do no more. You know, this is just you know, it's one thing to have an allegation, but then how you react to that allegation is half of it. You know, how do you respond to that allegation? How do you, you know, go forward with those allegations? How do you conduct yourself under allegations? How do you, you know, conduct yourself after being indicted on a 7-count indictment? Mm-hmm. How do you handle that? And I think that's almost half, you know, of it. And again, I said it to Sean, I just don't think it was well handled. Handled differently, you know, could have been in a very different situation. But again, hindsight is what it is. We react at the time, and we react how at the moment we feel is most appropriate to react. So, you know, who am I to, you know, who am I to say, sitting here, you know, talking to you now, how somebody should have reacted.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is the day after the primary. And for you particularly, as you look back, do you regret that you didn't run for the council again?
No, I don't, Cynthia. There are things I do regret, and primarily, I regret the way I, you know, Sean and I are alike in a lot of ways, and I think, and one of those ways is when we feel that we're attacked, we attack back like tenfold, right? You know, and I'm guilty of that, and I'm regretful of statements that I made towards, you know, elected officials and towards just citizens of our city. I regret whatever fuel I added to the drama. Okay, I do. I regret that, but no, I don't regret not running for a common council. We have a great young guy who was who won his primary yesterday, Justin Licio. He's going to do a great job down on the island, and I'm very happy about that. And I'm happy for Bill, and I'm just happy in general.
Well, good. You know, you and I have kind of discussed it on Facebook a while back, and you were kind of like not in favor of a proposal that Sean had made, and you know, it's the municipal internet. So,
right.
And you know, I thought that Sean was good because he was thinking outside the box.
It was the wrong box, you know. Municipal internet is the wrong box. I mean, look, at the end of the day, within 5 years, there's going to be a 5G network everywhere. You know, people what 5G means is it's going to transform how people utilize the internet, right? We're going to be utilizing it on our phones primarily. You know, I think the days of somebody sitting at a desk looking at it with a desktop or even a laptop are just, I think, coming to an end. So why we would want to invest, you know, millions and millions of taxpayer dollars on a broadband network on top of a broadband network that already exists in the city of Cohoes? I mean, this isn't a rural area where you don't have any broadband network. We have a broadband infrastructure network in the city of Cohoes. Now, I understand people may not like Spectrum, I understand that, but to me, you know, for me to invest, you know, millions of dollars in putting an infrastructure on top of infrastructure that already exists, when in 5 years you're going to have a 5G mobile network, you know, it didn't make really any sense for me.
Okay. So, my question to you, let me be a bit broader on that. you know, I mentioned municipal internet because I know he espoused that, but there are many people who might have an idea, who are afraid to talk about it, who might be afraid to implement it. And even though you don't agree with him on the municipal internet, he had the ability to think differently and to espouse that particular thought. Do you think that Bill Keeler will have the same ability to do what Sean has done?
I do, and I give Sean credit for that. And you're right, Sean. That is Sean. You know, he is not afraid to, you know, to think outside the box. Problem is, you know, sometimes the box maybe might not be the best box. You know, we have to be careful. You know, it's great to have the ability to do that, but you have to be careful. You know, what box you're thinking out of. But no, I think look at Bill. I think absolutely has the capability to. You know, look at the new ideas to, as you put it, you know, think outside the box, to seek input from a variety of people. I think he's a self-professed that he's not a micromanager, that he doesn't, you know, he lets people, you know, go. And I think that's good, especially, you know, when you're a mayor and you got to have good people around and you got to let those people do their job.
Right, right. So, you know, yesterday was a very interesting day. And nobody's got a crystal ball. You don't, I don't. The mayor doesn't. The future mayor doesn't. But what do you predict is going to happen to Cohoes?
I think politically we're going to start a new chapter politically. I think we're looking at a new era in Cohoes politics led by a new group of people, and I think that's really great and really exciting. I kind of compare this to, you know, back in the 60s when the Citizens Party, you know, I don't know if you know the story of the Citizens Party, but the Citizens Party was really an upstart group of citizens who got together and threw off the old, the Democratic machine, which was the old, you know, O'Connell machine. In Cohoes, and I kind of link it to that era, so I think we're going to have a lot of new people getting involved in politics, which is good. I think we have new people coming into the Common Council. You know, we have a new mayor. We're going to have, I think, new people coming on to the Democratic Committee in next year. And I think it's just going to be a new era, you know. But otherwise, I think Cohoes is really starting to come into its own. And I think, this is a story that's been told the last, you know, 10, 15, you know, 20 years. You know, we've talked about this, you know, that the success of Cohoes is built on the success of those who came before us. I think starting with, you know, you can even say it started back in the 60s and 70s. When Cohoes was a federal model city and received, you know, tens of millions of federal dollars that basically rebuilt the city. Carry that through to Mayor Canestrieri, Mayor Zingarachi, you know, Mayor McDonald, Mayor Primo, Mayor Morse. And now, you know, if he's elected in November, you know, Mayor Keeler. So I'm very excited. I think it's a new day. For our city, I think people are very excited. I think they're relieved, and I think everybody's ready to turn the page to the next chapter.
Okay, so as the next chapter is being read by the people in the Capital District, I would like to have you on Focus on Albany again to share your thoughts. Would you do that?
Absolutely. You know, we've been talking for several years now, Cynthia, and it's been and we've talked in good times and bad times. Bad times.
Yeah.
But I like talking in the good times. The good times are it's been tough. It's been a tough road for me personally. It's been a tough road for me politically. But you know what? Hey, it's that's what it's all about, right? It's you know, life isn't meant to be easy, certainly not in politics. So we accept the challenges, we continue forward.
Right. So I look forward to speaking with you again as your new chapter evolves. So you've been listening to Randy Kanifka, who will be not in the County Council anymore come January. So if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Thanks, Randy, and thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great day.